get started. The Gemara says on the Chotessa Mabez, Haud Omele Lachavre, my boy is Bahai Beisa. That's our Girsa. Amale Minoch Zavinte, the Aklish Nechazoka. Pretty innocuous statement, right? He says, I bought it from you. This individual approaches him and says, what are you doing here? He says, I bought it from you, Vaklish Nechazoka, and I have Edim on the Chazoka. Amale, Anobishchune Gavoy Havoy. So the Ma'ariya says, Hanobu Shchuni Gavoy Havoy. Shchuni Gavoy. You meet someone in the street and they say, what sugi are you doing? They say, Shchuni Gavoy. I was B'Shchuni Gavoy. The question is, what does that mean? What does Shchuni Gavoy mean? Major Machogas and Rishon, what it even means. What his taina is. Hanobu Shchuni Gavoy Havoy. So Osla Kamidir of Nachman, Amale Zil Bror Achiloschem. The Machzik came to Rav Nachman and says, what do I do? Rav Nachman told him, it's your responsibility, al ha-machzik levara achilosa. The Machzik has to be mevar. Ha-amalei Rava, dina hochi, yamotz mechavero, olav araya. Rava says, what, that's the din? The Machzik has to be mevar. The Marakama, the Ma'ara should have to be mevar. Why should he have to be mevar? So the Rashbam says, ha-motz mechavero, dahainu mocher, shari lokeach muchzik. Lokeach has been here for 3 years. He's Achlish Shnei Chazaka. He has Edom on Chazaka. So now he's the Muslik. So the Ma'arer is the Motzi. Olav, Lohavi Raya, says the Rashbam, the next Rashbam, skipping the first word. Shneishtamesh Imo. Zok Rava, the Machzik already is like a Muchzik on the property. Since he's been there for 3 years, he has Shnei Chazaka. He has Edom on Shnei Chazaka. So now the Marakama should be the one who has to be Mavar. Rav Nachman wanted to say that the Machzik still has to be Mavar, and Rava disagreed with him. He says, well, what does that mean? He has Edom on the Shnei Chazaka, so now it should be the burden of the Marakama to be Mavar, that he was B'Shchune Gavoy. Machlokas HaMoraim, who has to be Mavar in this case? So let's try to understand the case. Well, what's the Taina? What's the Machlokas HaMoraim? What's going on over here behind the scenes? So come to Rashbam and says, "I'm not b'shchuni gavoy avoy." What's this time? B'chadorim apnimim ha'isa ikar di rasi. This individual, we'll call him Marakam. Right? We'll call him the Marakam. There's going to be a machlokas later on in the Rishonim whether we have Edom that he was a Marakam. That's why I'm hesitant to call him Marakam, but for our purposes, that's what we'll do. So he says, "I was b'chadorim apnimim. I was in the inner chambers, so to speak. They're talking about a house that has outer areas and inner areas. He says, I was living on the inside. Haisa ikadi rasi, v'hayisi over derech alecha, u'mishtamish imcha b'beis achitza. And I had access, an access path through your area, and I was using the beis achitza too, shadarta bo b'shusi. He basically claims, you never bought the outer area, you were living there b'shusi, v'haraya, I was on the inside. I was living in the inner chambers, and I had an access path through you. And I was mishtamish b'beis achitza. So like, what are you talking about? The whole thing is made up. You didn't buy anything from me. So you were there because I let you live there. But because I was b'shchune gavoy, that's mevatel your chazaka. That's his taina. His taina is, because I'm not b'shchune gavoy havoy, you have no chazaka. That's mevatel your chazaka. Because I was there, I had the access path, I was mishtamesh v'lakach lo machisi. He's explaining, why was I not mocha? I wasn't mocha because you were there b'shusi. The haraya, I was living in the inner chambers. I was b'shchuni gavoy, and I was passing through the area that you were living in, and I was mishtamish with you in that area. So, what kind of chazaka do you have against me? That's what the Rashbam says to explain the taina. Comes the Ramban and says, "What's the Rashbam talking about? This is a taina. Ma'ara is a taina over here." In fact, the Ramban. No b'shchuni gavoy avoy. Mashapirish bo harav Rabbi Shmuel zan shebechazer ma'apnim im ha'yisi dor va'over derech aleo or derech olav lo nirali, says the Ramban, b'nei sha'adin nosin shlo yafzir cheskoso b'shvil kach. But the machzik is not going to lose his chazaka just because there was someone passing through, had an access path through his area. V'chein adam osu limko b'sachitzen m'shar la'atzma apnimi v'derech. But there's no way, there's no person who would sell the Beis Achitz and sell the outer chambers, right? people rent the outer chambers, people sell the outer chambers. So people wouldn't sell the outer chambers and leave for themselves a derech. So he's Meshayer derech Latzmo. Meshayer, he leaves over the opportunity, he leaves over the zchus to have an access path. It's not shayach? Of course it's shayach to do that. So how would this be Mevatel as Chazaka, for the Rambam? Ki has a derech olav, so he's Mevatel Chazaka. This one was living by himself, so why shouldn't that count as a chazak? If you tell me this is a good taina, right? If you claim that it is normal, right? If someone sells the outside, then he's not going to have a derech olav, he's not going to have an access path. My time of the Rava. So how does Rava say that the marakam has to be mevar? If you tell me that the fact that he has a derech olav, so that means that the machzik is not living by himself, so then what's Rava saying? That the marakama has to be mevara? There is no chazaka. Yes, there's no chazaka. The marakama should have to be mevara. Sofik chazaka. So of course the machzik is the one who has to be mevara. Appella. Fact the Rambam. V'loshna gemara atzma in onoach lehisparish ken shein v'loshem b'shchuni gavoi havoi shiyava v'yetzi derech halachitzam. The Rambam b'chlal doesn't like the whole interpretation. So you say shchuni gavoi doesn't mention anything about a derech. It means that he's somewhere. He's living somewhere. So if you want to say shchuni gavoi means he's living in the inner chambers, that's fine. But that's not the ikar. The ikar is that he has a derech halachitzam. So that's not really in the loshen of shchuni gavoi havoi. That he's there and he's leaving and he has a derech. And finally, the Ramban says, he says, first of all, in on the schos in the Gemara, it doesn't say Baha'i Beis, it says Baha'i Ara. That he was living Baha'i Ara, not Baha'i Beis. So to explain that we're talking about inner chambers, outer chambers, seems like quite a jump. The Ramban is going to give his own interpretation. The Ramban is going to explain like the second pshat in the Rif, that I was far away, right? The Ara, right? I was in an Ara. I was in a land far away from you, meaning I wasn't there when you claimed that I sold the land to you, or sold the bias to you, whatever it was, right? So it's a totally different pshat, but he rejects the Rashbam because he says very difficult. But his first kasha against the Rashbam is he doesn't understand how shchuni gavoi avoi could be a taina to be mevatel chazaka. Why not? He says, well, it's impossible that a person will sell the outer area, the outer chambers, and leave a derech olav, and leave some kind of access path. The access path doesn't mean anything. Right? If the machzik is machzik, the machzik is living in the outer chambers by himself, and when all you have is that the ma'arer has a derech olav, he has an access path through him. But the machzik is still living alone, so if he's living alone, so mistama, right? It could be that he sold him the outer chambers. So why should his access pair through the outer chambers be mevatel the chazaka? It's interesting, the way that the Ramban reads the Rashbam, his girsa in the Rashbam, seems to imply that the machzik is not living there alone. What's the simple response to the Ramban's kasha against the Rashbam? This first kasha. Rashbam says shchuni gavoi avoi means I was living in the inner chambers. Frek the Ramban, but it's not normal for someone to sell the outer chambers and just to leave a derech, leave an access path. Is that the way that the Rashbam understood the shchuni gavoi avoi? Not really. What does he say? Let's see the Rashbam again. What's his loshen? He says ano b'shchuni gavoi avoi b'chadar ma'pnimim hoyse ikar dirasi v'yisi over derech alecha. What's his taina? The Ramban doesn't present the full Rashbam. The Rashbam says actually that he has two tainas. First of all, that he has a derech, right? That he has an access path on the machzik. What's more, he's mishtamish imo beveis achitzam. He was using the outer chambers. His ikar taina is that I walked through and I was using the area with you. That's mevatel chazaka. He's saying, what kind of chazaka do you have? The whole idea of a chazaka is that you're living there alone. But if I'm able to live there with you, then what kind of chazaka do you have? I sold it to you? Obviously, I didn't sell it to you if I'm using the property. The ikar taina is not the derech. It's part of the taina. He has a derech into the property, but he's mishtamish imo beveis achitza. The Ramban didn't have that kirsa in the Rashbam. He didn't learn it like that. He only has the Rashbam says bechader ma'aptimim ma'isi darva over derech alecha. I was passing through, and that's all. Tosfos also. Tosfos writes b'shchuni gavoy avoy v'havoy li orach aloch derech aloch. They focus on derech. They understand that the Rashbam was just assuming b'shchuni gavoy avoy means that I had an access path through you. To talk according to that, the Ramban's kasha shver. So the sma in Shulchan Aruch, the sma in Simin Kuf Mem Sukkot Yutes. He says if you read the Rashbam carefully, he's saying more than just one element. He's not saying that the derech is enough, that the derech olav is enough to be mevatel the chazaka. No, he has to be mishtamesh imo beveis achitzon. If he's mishtamesh imo beveis achitzon, then there's room to say that that's mevatel the chazaka. There's room to say that that's mevatel the chazaka. The question is, but who has to be mevarer? On whom falls the burden to be mevarer that this really happened? So it could be there's no machlokas bechlal. If the Ramban were to have learned the Rashbam the way the Rashbam learned that he was mishtamesh imo beveis achitza, then there wouldn't have been any kasha. There wouldn't have been a kasha, but the Ramban learned the Rashbam the same way as Tosfos, that there was only a derech olav, but he wasn't mishtamesh beveis achitza with him. But that's why he felt. What kind of a bittul chazak is there in such an action? What? So he's passing through. He has an access path. That's not enough to be mevatel chazak. But according to Rashbam, there is room to say that the Ma'ariv's time is a good time because he was actually mishtamesh in the Beis Achitza. The Mordechai adds from the Rabbeinu Meir, he adds another kinesh, that maybe even mishtamesh in the Beis Achitza is not enough. Maybe you need even more than that. What's the Mordechai saying? Let's see. Mordechai in Simon Tovkov Chof Gimel. Rabbeinu Meir Pirish b'tshuvos so the hadam b'shchuna gavoy havena Pirish kigon she'amar ha'yisi mishtamesh b'chol abayis achitzam b'chol makom she'ha'yisi chofetz lehishtamesh. I was mishtamesh v'beis achitzam anywhere I wanted to. He says ukshayinu boyim ani va'ata lehishtamesh b'makom echad ha'yisa nidchem iponai hilkach lo chashashti limchaz. He says it's not just he was mishtamesh v'beis achitzam with him. It's that he had precedence in the Hishtamshus. If they both wanted to be Mishtamesh together in that same makom, we were both making simchas, and I wanted that dining room, and you wanted it also for your simcha, you said, okay, it's you. Okay, I'll give it to you. So the fact that he gave the Marakama, the fact that he gave him rights, he was Nidchem Iponai, oh, that's his taina. I was Bishchone Gavoi, and I would pass through the outer chambers, and I was mishtamish in chavavei sachitzan, and you would nidchem miponai whenever we wanted to be mishtamish in the same area together. Oh, so the maram in such a case, that's taka taina, that's a taina, right? If he's so mishtamish bevei sachitzan that he would be nidchem miponai, that the machzik would even let him use the area instead of him. Oh, so that's taka a taina to be mevatel chazaka. The question is, who has to be mevar that this is really true, right? Who has to be mevar that this is really true? But if it is true, then taka that would be mevat lechazaka. That's not just the derech. That's not just mishtamish imo beveis achitzon. That's that he had the upper hand in the hishtamshus beveis achitzon. Oh, that's taka choshev, right? That's very important. Right? That kind of hishtamshus in the beveis achitzon that should be enough to be mevat lechazaka, as long as you can prove it. Okay, so this is the basics of the Rashbam's pshat and how the Rishonim understood it, right? That b'shchuna gavoi havoi means that I was in the inner chambers and somehow I was coming to the outside. So the question is, what was he doing? Was he just having the access path? Was he using the Beis Achitzon, or was he having the upper hand in the Hishtamshus in the Beis Achitzon? Woody, question.
Do you have an idea of better ways to enter the period and back up him letting him use it is a proof that it should be his? So isn't this saying the opposite now? Because that's the whole point of before them, by the fact that Mishkan is helping the Mazik and showing that maybe he owns the land, but now we're saying the exact opposite. By him letting him use it now, he's a title to say otherwise, he shouldn't belong there.
I think when it comes to Peros, you know, if you help him put the Peros on his shoulders, like why would you do that? What if you give, if you see, if the Mazik claims that you gave me the right for Peros, that's one thing. But the Mazik is claiming that I bought the field. So if he bought the field, why would you be giving the... If you didn't sell him the field, why would you be putting payrus on his shoulder? So that's a raya that you sold him the field. Here, he's claiming that he bought the field. Right? He's claiming that he bought the field. He's claiming that he bought the home, I'm sorry. But all that we're seeing is the hishtamshus in the home. Right? So here, we're not saying that the marakama is helping him be mishtamish. He's saying the fact that the marakama was mishtamish with him, there's like a conflict over here. There's a conflict. If I'm walking through, so that means that your hishtamshus in a bias is being impinged, right? It's being affected. Most people, when they want to use a home, they don't have people walking through, right? They don't have the former owner still walking through. So here, the fact that the former owner is walking through, so that's like a bittul to the chazaka. It's not the same. It's not the same as the former owner helping him in his hishtamshus. He's not saying over here, "I helped you with your hishtamshus. I helped you bring a couch into the outer chambers." He's saying, "I used it myself." That's a bittul to the chazaka.
Doesn't Moruchai say that he's not telling him to use it though? Moruchai is saying that he goes out of his way to do something, not just let him into the field.
Ah, you're saying that the machzik. No, it's not that he's helping him. It's that he's going away. If the marakama wants to use the beis achitzon, so he was nidchem upon it. That means he said, okay, you know, use it. It's almost saying, okay, it's yours. He didn't help him with the usage. He went away. So if he went away, that means that he's allowing him to use what rightfully, it seems like he's allowing him to use what rightfully belongs to him. So it's a little different than helping him with the peiros on his shoulder. So what's the machlokas? There's a machlokas amaraim over here. If the marakama claims anav b'shchunig avoy, machlokas, who has to be mevar? Does the machzik have to be mevar? Does the marakama have to be mevar? So comes the Rashbam, and he makes two very important statements. Let's see the hemshich of the Rashbam. Rashbam says, "Usvir le l'rova the kevin shiro edim lazeh muchzok shemishtamish v'oshol oshonim ein lanu lochush." He says, first of all, since there are edim that the machzik, right? There are edim that the machzik was mishtamish in the Beis Achitza for Shalosh Shonim. So comes Rav and says it's the marakama who has to be mevar. It's the marakama who has to be mevar. Why? Because there are edim that the machzik was machzik for Shalosh Shonim, and we don't know that the marakama was b'shchunig avoy until now. V'lo shamanu bilti hayom. There are no edim that he was b'shchunig avoy. This is a taina. It's a taina that's being invented right now. That we're hearing the first that we hear of this is today. So comes Rava and says, why should we say that the machzik has to be mevar? No, the machzik was there for 3 years. He has edim that he was there for 3 years. We don't know of the ma'arer's taina until today. We don't know. There are no edim that he was b'shchunig avoy. There are no edim that he was b'shchunig avoy. So comes Rav and says that the marakama is the one who has the burden of proof. That's quite a statement, right? The Rashbam is saying that we don't know that the ma'ar was b'shchunig avoy. We'll see. Some Rishonim disagree with him about that statement. We'll get to it. But that's comment number one in the Rashbam. That the taina of the marakama is just a taina. V'lo shamanu bilti hayom. We didn't hear of this taina till today. And that's why Rav thinks that the mevarer, that the one who has the burden to be mevarer is the marakama, not the machzik. Okay, that's point number one, which we're going to get to. But before we even get there, what's the point of departure in the whole sugya? So that's what the Rashbam says here. The high of the lomisukam elakshayelo edus lamaar debayis zeshalohay. He says you should know that the whole sugya doesn't even begin. This is the point of departure. He said a lot. We're going to have to get back to all his statements. But zokta Rashbam, the whole sugya doesn't even begin unless the ma'ara, unless the marakama has edim that he owned the house at some point in time. The bias was shalom at one point in time. Aho below edus, afilu Rav Nachman modi dehamachzik nema. Rav Nachman would admit if there are no edim that the ma'ara owned the bias at some point in time, Rav Nachman would admit that the machzik is nema, meaning al hamorakama lohavi rai. The machzik nema below rai. Why? Shapesha osar hu hapesha hitim. The boy omer shalihu me'olam. So the Rashbam, Rav Nachman, would admit to Rava, if there were no Edim that the Ma'ara ever owned this bias, he'd admit to Rava that the Machzik is sitting pretty, the Machzik is Neman, and the Marakama has to be Mevar. Why? Because in such a case, the machzik has a pesha asa. We don't know that the ma'ar ever owned this bayis. So the machzik, in admitting that he owns the bayis, he's doing him a favor. He has a migul d'yibay shasik. He could have said, yet you never owned it at all. Maybe we shouldn't call that migul d'yibay shasik, but he could have said, lav bal varam b'diyak, you never owned it at all. What do you? You have no taina against me. You have no taina against me. What does he say? He says, Minach Zavinta, Va'achlishne Chazaka, he admits that he bought it from the Marakama. Oh, so he's admitting to something that he doesn't have to admit to. Dr. Rashbam, a Pesha Asar, Pesha Yitir. The Pesha Asar, he says, you did own the field, you did own the bias at some point in time, Ha Pesha Yitir, he's the one who's matter, who says that I bought it from you, so it should belong to me. Dr. Rashbam, the whole sugya doesn't begin unless there are Eidim that the Marakama owned it at some point in time. If not, then the master would have a Pesha Asar, and then everyone would say that, of course, the Masik is Neman, and the Marakama has to bring a ride. The Marakama would have to be Mevar, that he was Bishchuni Gavoy, that there was no Chazok. This is how the Rashbam writes. The Rif argues. The Rif says, Punkt Fakert. Punkt Fakert. What's the Rif? This is a big Rif. Very, very important Rif. Many parts of the Rif. The Rif on Tezvav Amar Aleph in his Dapim, he writes like this. Yeah. Ikaman the parish, the haima arales le sadi, thy aradi le he. Some, there's a yesh mefarshim, ikaman the parish, that the ma'ara doesn't have edim. The isle sadi, the high aradi le he, the high amar minoch zavinti, the achlish ne chazoka, the hava amar rava, the high gavna, what's mechaber, all of a right? There is no mishfaker, pull faker. He says, the whole machlokas is talking about where there are no edim that the Ma'ar ever owned the bias. Because if there were Eidim that say that he owned the bias at some point in time, why would Rava say that the Marakama has to be Mavar, that the Marakama is the Motzi? Why is he a Motzi? Why is he the Motzi? Must be that there are no Eidim that he ever owned the bias. So that's why Rava can say that the Marakama has to prove. Rava himself says that the burden of proof to establish a chazaka falls on the machzik. He claims that he has chazaka of shaloshanim. Rava holds that the burden of proof is on him. The Amar Rava, he on the osu betray va'amrianan agrinamne va'darinam beit lashanim bimama uvelelia. Rava is the Mara Deshmaitza in Cheskashanim Retzufis, right? He says that you need the Eidus of the Sochem. The Eidus of the Sochem, he has to bring Eidim that they were dar in the bias b'yomu v'alayla. That's Rava. Rava seems to say that the burden of proof is on the Machzik. So how can he say over here that the burden of proof is on the Marakam? Dr. Riff, Alahai Maisa Lekal Ukmi Alakagon, the Haima Ara Lesle Sadi Diadi, the Hai Ara Dilehu. Must be that there are no Eidim that the Marakama ever owned the field. Alahai Lokeach, who the Amar Dilehu. This Lokeach, this Machzik, is the one who's admitting. Vahu Amar Mineza Vinte. He's saying, I bought it from you. Vahavalei, Hapesha Asar, who Hapesha Hitir. And he has a pesha asar because he's the one who's admitting that he bought it from him. And that's why Rava says that the burden of proof is on the Marakam. It must be that there are no Eidim. There are no Eidim that the Marakam ever owned the bais. Rav Nachman savar afagav the lesle lahay sadi. The aradilei hava ki kamoda high lokeach the delay havas v'amr dezalim nafa achle shnei chazaka boy li suye sadi the achle shnei chazaka. Rav Nachman argues and he says no, that the machzik has to bring a rai. Wow, the Rashbam learns that we're talking about a case where there are edim. Avad, we're talking about a case where there are edim that the ma'ara owned the bias at some point in time. Because if there were no edim, so then the machzik would have a pesha asa. And then it's a davar poshet that the Marakama has to bring the right. The Marakama would have to be mavar. Rava would obviously be correct. Comes the Rif and quotes an ikam and the mafaresh. who says punkfakat, that obviously we're talking about a case where the Ma'ara doesn't have Edom that he ever owned the bias. Because if he had Edom that he owned the bias, then Avada, Rav Nachman would be right. Avada, everyone would say that the Marakama is right, and the Masuk should have to be Mavar. Must be that there are no Edom that he ever owned the bias. And that's cool for why. Rava says that the Marakama has to be Mavar, because he has a Pesha Asa. Okay, let's chart this out. Rav Nachman says what? Nachman says, Al hamachzik levar. Rava says, Al hamarakama levar. So now comes the Rashbam. Okay, the Rashbam says what? Rashbam says Islay Lama'ar Aiden. Let's lay Aiden. The Ma'ara has Aiden that he owned the bias at some point in time, or not? The Rashbam says if the Ma'ara has Aiden, right? If the Ma'ar has Aiden, so then Rav Nachman would say that the Machzik has to be Mavar. And Rav would say that the Marakam has to be Mavar. And if there are no Aiden, then everyone would say that the Marakam has to be Mavar, right? So the Machlokas is where he does have Aiden that he owned the bias. That's the Rashbam. Comes the Rif and says, Pumfakar. Right? Ika Edim, Leka Edim. Right? If there are Edim that he owned the bias at some point in time, then everyone would say that the Machzik has to be Mavar. That Rava is right. Rav Nachman is right. If Leka Edim, then there's the Machlokas. If Leka Edim, then Rava says that the Marakam has to be Mavar. Okay. Is the machlokas in a case where the Marakama has Edom that he lived in the bias, or is the machlokas where the Marakama doesn't have Edom that he lived in the bias? That's the shak. So how do we evaluate this? So let's start with the Rif, and then we'll pedal backwards. What's the pal about the Rif? The Rif says the whole machlokas amarayim is talking about a case where there are no Edom. There are no Edom that the Marakama ever on the bias. Right? No Edom that the Marakama ever on the bias. So if there are no Edom of the Marakama ever on the bias, so who should be right? Who should be right, Lechora? Right? Who has to be Mavar in that case? Who should have to be Mavar if there are no Edom of the Marakama ever on the bias? The Marakama should have to be Mavar because the Masik has a Pesha Asa. And that's the Svar, right? The Marakama should have to be Mavar because the Masik has a Pesha Asa. Al hamor kama levar. That means that the machzik is nema, right? The machzik is nema. The machzik should be nema. Why? Because he has a pesha asa. He didn't have to say anything. He could have said, I'm not responsible for you, right? Rav Nachman argued. Rav Nachman said that no, the machzik has to be levar even in such a case. Rav Nachman says that even where there are no edim, that the marakama ever on the bias, the machzik is the one who has to be levar. B'chore, that's a pellet. Why is it a Pella? Why should the Machzik have to be Mavar? Doesn't he have a Pesha Asa? He has a Pesha Asa. Rav Nachman is a Pella according to the Rif. Why should the Machzik have to be Mavar? Doesn't he have a Pesha Asa? What's the answer to that, Kasha? So comes the Bach and says, well, we have to understand, when does Pesha Asa apply? When does a Pesha Asa apply? There's a major Machlokas, Rashi and Tosis and Ksubis, whether a Pesha Asar applies always when we don't know what the Metzias is, right? When we're being furnished the metzias by the individual, or maybe there are limitations. Maybe there are limitations. The Mishnah at the beginning of the second parak in Sugos and Lechtas Vav Amirei says, "Moder Rabbi Yeshua ba'omer lechaveru soda zu shalavicha isul lechavpi aymenu shu neman shapesha asar hu hapesha hita." Rabbi Yeshua says that if Reuven, right, if Reuven admits that the soda belonged to Shimon's father, but he says I bought it from him, so we don't have any independent verification that the soda belonged to Shimon's father. So then he's neman, he has a pesha asa. Ze eino yodea shoyse shalaviv, the person that he's towing against doesn't know that it belonged to his father. Ela al piv shal ze, umasha asa hare hite. This individual is the source of the information. He's the one who says that the field belonged to the father. So he has a pesha asa, so therefore he's going to be neman. So comes Rashi in that sugya on Daf Tezayin, and he makes a very cryptic statement, right? In trying to explain the Gemara, he says, "Hocha gabi soda ein shor shochad lefonecha shiyala alev bailov litvo mishachta." He says the ashor is not. Who's talking about shvarim over here? We're talking about a shchitas ashor. No, it means there's nothing funny here. There's no shor shochad lefonecha. There's no suffix in front of you that you should question how did it get to be like that. There's no problem with the metzias that we should be questioning anything. Komar, im shazak zeh lo hoylo orim. No one would be ma'orer. No one would be ma'ara if he didn't say anything. Hilkachilav the davar pashadu shalakhaimenu lo hoya omer lo shalavicha haisa. This individual is volunteering information. He's saying shalavicha haisa. So it's a davar. It must be a davar pashad that he bought it. Because if it's not a davar pashut, if there would be some kind of a problem, he never would say something like that. He never would put himself into a predicament. He'd never create a problem on himself. So the fact that he's admitting that it was shalaviv, so he has an emunus in that. That's what we call a pesha asa. So comes Tosfos on Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis Umoda, and he says, "Mitel perish akuntres mashma the davka kashein halatovo, shadavka kashein halatovo v'neman b'migul di bay shasek." When does he have a pesha asa? That's only if the other individual was not tovea him. Avlan tovo eno neman. But if he's tovea him, then he wouldn't be neman. What leads Tosfos to say this? What kuntris leads him to say this? In the new Gemaras, they point out this Rashi on Daf Tezayin. Rashi says that there's no shor shachad lefanecha. There's no question that we have over here. There's no reason for him to volunteer information if we don't have a question in front of us. Now, if the other guy's Toveya, then of course he has to say something. The whole idea that there's no shor shachad lefanecha, that means there's no tviya. He's saying out of his own volition, he's saying out of his own goodwill that it was shel aviv. But if the other one is Toveya, it sounds like Rashi would hold that there is no concept of pesha or something. The Eino Nira says, Tosis, Dachatani Seifa, Vinyesh Eidim Vechule, Mashva the Dachim Yesh Eidim Shoysu Shel Aviv, Eino Neman, Avlam Ein Eidim Avagav, the Halatovo Neman, Migudiboi, Omer Lohoysu Shel Aviv, Meolam. Says Tosis, but from the Seifa, it sounds like if there are Eidim that testify that it was Shel Aviv, meaning we have independent verification that the father owned it, so then the Pesha also falls off. But it sounds like if there were an Eidim, even if the other guy's Toveya, the Pesha Asa doesn't fall off. Just because he's Toveya him doesn't mean that he doesn't have a Pesha Asa. Rashi assumes that Pesha Asa only applies if there's no Tviya. If there's no Shor Shachad Lefanecha, there's no Tviya from the other individual, so then he has a Pesha Asa. But if there's a Tviya, if the person says, "What are you doing there?" And he says, "Well, the Sada belonged to your father, but I bought it from..." Once there's the Tviya, Rashi says there is no Pesha Asa. And Tosa says, "Why not? He still has a Pesha Asa. He still has a pesha asa, even if there is a tefiya." The reality is we have no eidim to testify that the father owned it at some point in time. So who's telling us that the father owned it? This guy. So says Tosus, does it really matter whether there's a tefiya or no tefiya? The fact that he's the one who's telling us that the father owned it gives him a pesha asa. What's the machlokas Rashi and Tosus? What do you think? What is a pesha asa? What's a pesha asa? It's a migu. Someone blurted out before migu. What kind of a migu is this? What kind of a migu is a pesha asa? A migu de ibay shasik, right? Normally a pesha asa is a migu de ibay shasik. He asked it, so he can be machia. He could have been quiet, then he wouldn't have asked. So migu diba ishasik, he's nemen with what he says. Normally migu is that he could put forward a taina tova, he puts forward a taina reya. He has a taina that's not as good, but he could put forward a better taina. So b'migu that he could have put forward the better taina, which has nemonis, he should be nemon in the lesser taina. He'd be nemon in the taina reya. So here it's not that he could put forward a better taina, but it's even better. It's even stronger. He doesn't have to say anything, and he would win. Right? Migu di by shasik, since he could be quiet, so he's nemon in the statement that he made, that he makes. That's what you would think. That's what a Pesha Aser is all about. So if Pesha Aser is a migu di by shasik, so tell me, should it work if someone else is toveh? Is there a migu di by shasik if the other guy is toveh? He says, "What are you doing there?" So what? The nitba could say, "I'm not going to talk." L'chora, if someone's toveh him, he does have to respond. So if you understand pesha asar is a migudi by shasik, it works as a migudi by shasik. So then, it's possible that it only applies if there's no tviya. Once there's a tviya, there is no migudi by shasik. He can't be quiet. He has to respond to the tviya. Has to respond to the tviya. Rashi might hold that pesha asar is about a migudi by shasik. It's about having migudi by shasik that he could be quiet. As Rashi says, im shasak zeh, if he were quiet, then no one would say anything. It's about a migudi by shasik. So Rashi says only if he's not toveh. If he's toveh, then he couldn't be quiet. So he couldn't be quiet. He no longer has a pesha asa. How does Tosfos understand pesha asa? Why does Tosfos say that even with a tviya, there still would be a nemanis of pesha asa? Tosfos apparently assumes that pesha asa is not limited to migudi by shasik. What is pesha asa really? What is Pesha Asa really? Despite the fact that the other guys toveh him, this individual could say, why do I have to respond to your tviya? Lav bal dvarim didiyat. Why do you have a right to be toveh mi b'chlal? Okay, he does have to say something to the guy. He can't be quiet. But he could just say, lav bal dvarim didiyat. I don't have a responsibility to respond to you. Because you don't have any connection over here. There are no edim that say that your father on the field. So Tosfos understands Peshas is not just a migu di ibay shasik. It's that the individual can say lav bal dvarim didiyat. Migu de motzi omar le lav bal dvarim didiyat. It's a regular migu, right? It's a strong migu, but it's a regular migu. Migu de motzi omar le lav bal dvarim didiyat. If he says, I bought it from him, his tain is that he bought it from the father. But he could say lav bal dvarim didiyat. He doesn't want to respond. Not that he's going to be quiet. He can't be quiet because once there's a tainus, so then he has to respond to the tainus. But he doesn't have to respond with a good taina, right? He could just say, lav bal dvarim didiyat, I don't want to respond to you in any other, and that would be sufficient. Tov says, that's also a pesha asa. So even if there is a tviya, maybe the koach of pesha asa still exists. Talk to Bach. The Bach on the Rif says, you know what, Rav Nachman and Rava might be arguing about this machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. So it's an interesting Bach, right? Machlokas HaRishona could be a machlokas LeGemar. What's the machlokas? What's the case over here? The Riv says, according to the Yeshiva Farshim in the Riv, the whole Machloka Samurai and the whole case of Shechoni Gavla is talking about what? It's talking about a situation where there are no Eidim, that the Marakama, that the Ma'ar ever owned the Bais. There are no Eidim that he ever owned the Bais. So the question is, if there are no Eidim that he ever owned the Bais, so then the Machzik has a Pesha Asar, so Rava should be right. Rav Nachman claims that the Machzik has to be Mavar, that the Marakama is right. Well, why? If the Machzik has a Pesha Asar, why should the machzik have to be mevar? The answer is, what happened over here? It's not just a pesha asa, right? It's not just the time of the... What happened over here? How did the whole thing start? That the marakama is toin. Anab shchuni gavoi. He has a taina, he has a tviya. My boy is behind besa. What are you doing here? So if the ma'ar has a tviya, ken zayin, there's no pesha asa. Rashi would say that there's no pesha asa. Rav Nachman might be following Rashi's svara, right? That's how we paskin. We happen to paskin that way. So Rashi would say, great, Rav Nachman is saying exactly what I claim, that there's no pesha asa when there's a tviya. So that's why there's no pesha asa in this case. That's why the masik has to be levar. And Rava disagrees. And Rava would disagree. Rava would disagree and say, no, that there's still a din of pesha asa even with a tviya. There's still a pesha asa, even with the tviya. And that's why the machzik is the one who's neman. Marakam is the one who's going to have to be mevar. I mean, how are we going to explain this according to Tosis if we don't pass him like Rava? Okay, that's a kasha. But the Bach says maybe that's the machlokas over here. This ikaman of farish in the Rif assumes that Rav Nachman and Rava will argue whether the concept of pesha asa can apply even b'mokom tviyah. Okay, because here there is a tviyah. He says, "My boy is b'hai beisa." Rav Nachman says, "If there is a tviyah, so then there is no din of pesha asa. That's why the maslik is going to have to be mavara." And Rava says, "No, even when there is a tviyah, right? Even when there is a tviyah." Rav Nachman says that when there is a tviyah, then what? When there is a tviyah, then there's no din of pesha asa. That's why the machzik is going to have to be mevara. And Rava says that even when there is a tviyah, there is a pesha asa. And that's why he says the machzik is neman and the marakam is going to have to be mevara. Yes, no? Rav Nachman says that even when there is a tviyah, right? Even when there is a that when there is a tviyah, then there is no pesha asa. When there is a tviyah, there is no pesha asa, and that's why the machzik is going to have to be mevar. Not saying this through properly. Okay, let's get this clear. Rav Nachman will say what? Rav Nachman holds that the machzik has to be mevar, right? The machzik has to be mevar. So what's he saying? That there's no pesha asa. That because there's a tviyah, there is no pesha asa, so that's why the machzik is going to have to be mevar. And Rava says that even when there is a tviyah, there is a pesha asa. Right? Even when there is a tviyah, there is a pesha asa. He can say la bal dvar midiyah, so the machzik is nema. So the marakam is the one who's going to have to be mevar. Okay, the machlokas amoraim, according to the ikaman of the farish in the Rif, is the machlokas Rashi and Tosis, whether the concept of pesha asa applies even if there is a tviyah. Okay. Questions. What's the Rashbam going to say? Let's go back to the Rashbam. What's the Machlokas Amoraim according to Rashbam? Most of the Rishonim don't learn like the Ikman of Parashan. Most Rishonim learn that if the Ma'ara doesn't have Edim, so then there's a Pesha Asa, and of course the Masik is going to be Nem. Okay, so if everyone is going to admit that the machzik is going to be neman when there are no eidim, so clearly the machlokas amoraim has to be when there are eidim. There are eidim that the marakama owned the property at some point in time, and now there's a machlokas who has to be mevar. Does the marakama have to be mevar? Does the machzik have to be mevar? Okay, like the Rashbam, Rov Rishon. What's the machlokas? If there are eidim that the marakama owned the property at some point in time, and now we have a sichsuch, we don't know that there was a chazaka. So who should win? Who should win? So if you were to ask me, if the Marakama has Eidim that Yom Dabayis at some point in time, I tell you that the Marakama should win. The Machzik should have to be Mavar. Right? There are Eidim. There's no Pesha Asa. There's no Pesha Asa, so then the Marakama should win. So the Machzik should have to be Mavar. Right? No? The Nachman should be right. Right? The Marakama should win because the Machzik doesn't have a Pesha Asa. So why does Rava say that the Marakama has to be Mavar? Rava has to explain the Shita, right? We have to explain Rava. According to the Rashbam. So what does the Rashbam say? Let's look at the Rashbam. Let's learn the Sugya. Right? Let's learn the Sugya. There's no Pesha Asa anymore, right? We're assuming now that the Machlokas HaMaroyim is about the case where the Marakama does have Eidim that he owned the bais. Right? So there is no Pesha Asa. So what's the Machlokas, whether the Machzik has to be Mavar, whether the Marakama has to be Mavar? B'chara, the Marakama should win, the Machzik should have to be Mavar. So Zokter Rashbam, Hamotzi Mechavero, why does Rava hold that the Marakama has to be Mavar? Hamotzi Mechavero, the Hainu Mocher, Shavre Lokeach, Muchzik. Olav Lohavira. Why does the Marakama have to be Mavar? Because he's Motzi Mechavero. The Marakam is Motzi Mechavero. Why is he Motzi Mechavero? Because we're talking about that the Machzik has Eidim, that he was there for Gimel Shanim. So Zokter Rashbam, HaMotzi Mechavero, Dahainu Mocher, Sharei Lokeach Muchzik. The Lokeach is the Muchzik after 3 years. The Lokeach is the Muchzik after 3 years, says the Rashbam. And that's why Rava says that Al HaMarakam Alohavirai. The Marakam has to be Mavar because the Lokeach is the Muchzik. So you can't be motzi from a muchzak without a right. What's the machlokas? Rav Nachman argues what he says, he's not a muchzak. At first glance, you'd say the machlokas is the machzak considered a muchzak after 3 years or not? Right? L'chor, that's what you would say. That the machlokas is who's the muchzak and who's the motzi. Rav Nachman says that the markam is still viewed as the muchzak. And that's why the machzak has to be mavara. And Rava says no, that after 3 years, the machzak is viewed as the muchzak, and that's why markam has to be mavara. But that seems to be a very strange machlokas. Right? Within the Hochei Usha, we can talk about such a possibility. Right? The Hochei Usha talked about that Chesed Simoshanim is learned from Shara Muad. It's about creating a chazaka, changing the status of the karka through that chazaka. So within the Hochei Usha, we can talk about that Chesed Simoshanim is going to make the machzik into a muchzik. You can fathom such an idea. But l'chora, within the Chachamim, in the maskana of the Gemara, it's not like the machzik becomes a muchzik, right? The whole idea of chesed t'moshanim is either to create a raya, some kind of umdad demuchach, right? That the markam has sold the field. People are not going to be zar b'shtaroseim more than 3 years, but really there's a raya maybe miyad that the markam has. It's all about rayas. It's not about changing muchzakus. And according to the tzos, it's a takana sachamim, but it's not about making the machzik into a muchzak after 3 years. So like, what's going on over here? The whole machlokas hamarayim is whether he becomes a muchzak or not. L'chor, according to the chachamim, everyone admits that the machzak doesn't become a muchzak after 3 years. If he brings edim and he proves that he's the bialim, so if he's the bialim, of course he's a muchzak. But it's not like just because he has edus of 3 years, if there's a taina against him, that what the 3 years make him into a muchzak? Vushteit? The chachamim don't learn that way. So what's the machlokas samarai? If he doesn't become a muchzak, we assume that karka is always becheskas bailim. Until we know for sure that they sold the karka, we assume that the karka is becheskas bailim. So the machzak doesn't become a muchzak. So the machzak doesn't become a muchzak. So why should the marakama have to prove? Why should the marakama have to prove? Rav Nochem wants to say that maybe when the Rashbam says that the machzik becomes a muchzik, he doesn't mean he really becomes a muchzik. You got to read the Rashbam carefully. He doesn't mean he mamish becomes a muchzik. What he means to say is that after the machzik is holding on to the field, he's living on the field for 3 years, what happens? What happens? The stoma de milsa, the assumption we have is that it probably belongs to the machzik. He's not a muchzik yet. You can't make him into a muchzik. The karak is becheskas habayim. Until we know for sure that there's some other bialim, the karka is still becheskas markam. But once the machzik is on the property for 3 years, he has eidim that he was on the property. He has eidim that he was ocheveres for 3 years. The stoma de milsa, nirim hadvarim, it would appear that the machzik should be the new bialim. He's not the muchzik yet, but the stoma de milsa is that he should become the muchzik. That's the stoma de milsa. Once we have a stoma de milsa, so then the only way that we'll establish the karka to be becheskas muchzak, becheskas the original bialim, is if we actually have a suffix over here. The stoma de milsa, in a sense, removes the suffix. We don't really have a suffix. We assume that the machzik should get it. But if there's some leidas ha-suffix in that chazaka, if there's a leidas ha-suffix, so then what do we do when we have a suffix? We follow Musa. We can't follow the stomach of the Milsa. The stomach of the Milsa likes to make us, would like to make us believe that the machzik should win over here. Yeah, but the problem is the marakam is still the Musa. The kark is becheskas bailam until someone else is established to be the Musa. So we have a stomach of the Milsa. We're leaning toward the machzik, but yet the marakam is still a Musa. Oh, but we're not going to follow Muchzakas of the Marakam, unless there's a suffix. There's a suffix defined. We don't have a suffix, so we're not going to follow the Muchzakas of the Marakam. Oh, the whole Machlokas Amaroyin is, can the Taina of the Marakama create that suffix? Can the Taina of the Marakama, Nabashchunig Avoy Avoy, is that molded a suffix by us? Is that molded a suffix by us? Did that create a sense of doubt by us? That what are we going to say now? Let's follow the Muchzak. Since the Marakam is the Muchzak, let's follow the Muchzak and not listen to the Machzik. So if the taina of the marakam is able to be molded a suffik by us, so then we follow muhsak. But if the taina of the marakam is not strong enough to be molded that suffik, so then we follow the stam of the milsa. Right? We should follow the stam of the milsa. The only reason to follow muhsak is if there's a suffik over here. So the shaila is the taina of the marakam is strong enough to be molded a suffik, that now we should say that let's follow muhsak of the marakam. Rav Nachman says that his taina is strong enough, so that's why the marakama wins and the machzik has to be mevar. And Rava says, no, the stam of the milsa is stronger. Why? Because the taina of the marakama is not strong enough to be molded a suffik by us. If I have a stam of the milsa, and he's just claiming b'shchune gavoi havoi, so we don't have enough. Right? That taina is not enough to be molded a suffik by us, to be motzi from the stam of the milsa. So because Nirim Hadvarim at the Mazik is right, and all the Marakam has is a taina that he was b'shchone gavoi, so he has to be mevar that. He has to bring Eidim that he was b'shchone gavoi. He can't just be towing that. The taina alone is not going to be strong enough to create a suffik by us. We have a stam of the milsa leaning toward the Mazik. We don't have a suffik, Zop Rava, we don't have a suffik through the taina of the Marakam. We don't really have a suffik. He's just a taina ba'alma. So if you don't have a suffik, why should we follow the fact that he's a muhsak? Why should we follow marakama? Let's follow the stam of the milsa. But Nachman says, no, the taina itself is more than a suffik. Yeah, the man is being toined something. So once we have a suffik, then we should follow muhsak, unless we know for sure that the muhsak is right. Okay, so it could be that the machlokas amoraim, it's not machlokas whether the muhsak becomes a muhsak immediately once he has edus that he was vegan l'shan. No, he doesn't become a muhsak. He doesn't become a muhsak. There's a stam of the milsa that he's right. If there's a conflict, so we can't say automatically just because he has edus that he was there for 3 years he becomes a muhsak. But the stam of the milsa is leaning in his direction. So the only way that we'll go back to the muhsakas of the marakam is if there's at least a suffik over here. So the shaila is, can the taina of the marakam that he was b'shchone gavoi, the taina without bringing any beer to that time, is the taina enough in order to be molded a suffik by us? If the taina is enough to be molded a suffik, so then we'll follow muhsak of marakam. If the taina is not enough, then we're not going to follow muhsak of marakam, then we'll follow the stam of the milsa, and the machzik is going to be viewed as the... We're going to assume that the truth is with the machzik, unless the marakam is able to be mevar for karet. Yes?
So if the marakam doesn't need edim, can anyone just go up to the machzik and then make this taina? Therefore, then bring edim? So you may just like... What's the basis for this? Why would you just have to some random person make a taina?
He's not a random person. Isn't the machzik admitting that he owned it at some point in time? There are eidim that he owned the bias. Right? There are eidim that he owned the bias at some point in time. So now he's claiming against the machzik. He's saying, what are you doing there? So the machzik said, well, I have eidim on shnei chazaka. So he says, but I was b'shchone gavoi. So he has a taina against him, but it's more than that. It's that we know that he was a bialim over here at some point in time. He's not just a person in a shul.
He lived there. And the Marakam has Edom and he lived there at some point.
According, that's what we said. The Ikam on the Mefarish and the Riv says that the Hamachlokas is where there are no Edom that he was a violent at some point in time. But the Rashbam and Rov Rishonim say, no, fakert. If there were no Edom, then the Machzik has a Pesha Asa, and of course the Machzik is going to be Nema. So the Hamachlokas Amarayim is where there are Edom that he owned the bias at some point in time. So he is the muhsak. There's no question, right? He was the muhsak, and the bias is b'chezkaso until we know that it's not b'chezkaso. But the problem here is that there's a stam of the milsa leaning, right? There's a stam of the milsa leaning in the direction of the machzik. So the question is, if the marakama has a taina, can that taina create a suffik that now we're going to say, forget the stam of the milsa, let's follow the muhsak? That's the shayla. Can the taina create a suffix that now will follow muhsak and we're not going to follow the stam of the muhsak? Yeah.
Are they really arguing about Rav Nachman Rava? They're really arguing about the taina or the strength of the stam of the milsa, because if the taina is objectively lesser than, if it's a taina that's objectively lesser than edim, as opposed to stam of the milsa, that could have whether that's strong enough for stam of the milsa to even to fend off the taina, or whether it's, I guess, weak enough that even this weaker taina would come back.
They're arguing about this, what, the strength of the stam of the milsa?
Yeah.
The strength of the stam of the milsa. He's saying they both hold, what, that the Taina does create a suffix?
Not that the Taina
If the Taina creates a suffix, we should follow Muxik. If the Taina doesn't create a suffix, we're not going to follow Muxik. So,
is the Taina, how could they be arguing on how strong the Taina is? We clearly have two levels.
They're just arguing whether the Taina is strong enough to be molded a suffix. Right? If the Taina is not, he's just giving a Taina. He's not Mavar the Taina. We know that he owned the house at some point in time. And now he has a Taina to be Mavatel the Chazak of the Mar. He says that he was Bishchuni Gavoy. So the Shaila is, how strong is the Taina? If the Taina is molded a suffix, so then we should follow Moksik. If it's not molded a suffix, then we shouldn't follow Moksik. So, to say that the Shaila is how strong is the Stam of the Musa, the Stam of the Musa can't beat out Muxik if we have a bona fide Suffolk. It's not Aden.
It would only beat out Stam of the Musa if the Stam of the Musa is weaker. I mean, is the fact that the Taina would beat out Stam of the Musa a reflection of the strength of the Taina or the weakness of the Stam of the Musa important?
Well, I don't think the Stam of the Musa is Mamish Aden, but it's enough to say that if I don't have a Suffolk, I should follow it. Right, it's like a yedia almost. Umdin of the muchach that mistama, it's his. Right, it's not an edus mamish. Right, so but it makes a lot of sense that we should follow a stama the milsa. Isn't that a svar? We should follow a stama the milsa. Right, we had many cases. Right, ede yedia. Right, we follow umdin of the muchach when it comes to dinim amnes. So here there is a stama the milsa that the machzik owns it. He's been there for 3 years and he has edim that he was there for 3 years. So the question is, are we able to be mevatel that stamma de milsa? Can the taina of the marakama be mevatel that stamma de milsa? That's the shayla. How is it mevatel? It creates a suffix. If it's molded a suffix, so then we're going to follow milsa. If it's not molded a suffix, then we're not going to follow milsa. Yosef.
Why would it be a stamma de milsa as opposed to a masik? He was there for 3 years and he's telling him and ran him for like, he was there for 3 years and why is it not just a masik?
No, there is a bintora over here, right? The Marakama comes to him and he says, "My boy is b'hai besa." Until he would say something, so of course the Stam of the Milsa would establish it in his hands.
In every case across the board,
if you have someone who's been living on a property, if you have someone who's been living on a property for 3 years and he has eight and he's been living on a property, so isn't the assumption that he's the owner? Isn't the assumption he's the owner? I think so, right? If the Marakama opens up his mouth, so then we start to wonder. But until he opens up his mouth, the stam of the milsa is that the one who's been living there for 3 years and who has edim is the new bailam.
Right. So why is it just stam of the milsa? It should be the full on machzik.
You saying he should be the full muchzik.
Right.
No, but the problem is that once we have a question over here, right, we have a din Torah. We know that the Marakama was the Muxik at some point in time, and Karkas Becheska Sabailam until it's established, not like that. So when this Din Torah started, there was a back and forth. Marakama claimed and said, he came and said, "What are you doing here?" Right. So now we look at it and we say, "Well, he was the Muxik at some point in time." Until we know for sure that he's not the Muxik, he should still be a Muxik. So if we have enough of a suffix over here, we should follow Muxakas of the Marakama. But the stam of the milsa is that the machzik who's been there for 3 years should be viewed as the bailam. So that's the conflict that we have over here.
So in every single case, the entire parak that we've been doing, the second that the marakama makes a taina, even if it's after 3 years, the guy's no longer a machzik; he's just the stam of the milsa.
We'll see. In some cases, he has edim that he was machzik gimel shanim. In some cases, he doesn't have edim, but. But if the Marakama is towing against the Machzik, and the Machzik has Eidim that he was there Gimel Shonim, but the Taina is coming to say that he's not the Muchzik, right? Taina is trying to create a Suffolk over here. So there is a Stam of the Milsa, you know, in our eyes we think that the Machzik might be right. So that's what we call a Stam of the Milsa. Right? If we look at the situation, we have Aiden that he was there for 3 years, but we know that there's a Marakama, so do we know for sure that he's a Muxak? Once there's a Taina against him, so then all we can say is that there's at least a Stam of the Milsa that he should get the bias, but we don't know for sure. Yeah.
The Muxak himself is more that the guy was a Marakama. Aiden come and say the Marakama owned
the Muxak himself.
Aiden come for the Marakama. Say, we know that this guy owned it 5 years ago, and the Masik, or whatever, 3 years ago, And the Mahzik is saying, yeah, but I've been here for the last 3 years because I bought it from him.
Right.
Why is that? That's the classical case of Justice Mahzik. That should be
right.
The Kabbalah Mahzik.
Right, but the question is, who has to be Mavara this Chazaka? He brought Adam that he was Machzik for 3 years, right? But comes the Marakam and says, Anabashkhane Gavai Havoi. So he's taking the teeth out of his Chazaka. He's basically saying, you have Adam that you were there for 3 years, but that's meaningless. That's his point. He's not saying, yes, I admit. He's saying, that's not a Chazaka. It's as if you were not living there for 3 years, because I was living there with you. So he does have Edom that he lived there for 3 years, but we don't know that that's a meaningful Edus. So that's the whole Shiloh over here. We don't know it's a meaningful Edus, but the Stum of the Milsa still is like him. So now the question is, should we take the Tain of the Ma'ara seriously to be molded a Suffolk? Once we're molded a Suffolk, then we say it doesn't matter that the Stum of the Machzik should own it, but we know there is a Musak here from before, and I have a suffix, so whenever I have a suffix, I follow Musak. That's the Shaila. That could be the Shaila. The final point of the Rashbam is actually what he says earlier. Right? And that is, what's the Eidus of Shchuni Gavoy? This person comes and says, Ano b'Shchuni Gavoy Havoy. So what's going on? He claims it? There are Eidim that know he was b'Shchuni Gavoy? What's going on over here? Okay, Nochamol, according to the Rashbam, we're talking about that there are Edom that he owned the bias at some point in time. Okay? That's the Ikam on the Farish said, no, the Machlokas is where there are no Edom. Comes the Rashbam and Rav Yisham say there are Edom that he owned the bias at some point in time. Now, Zok the Rashbam, what's a Nabashchunig Avayavay? What's his Taina? Is Taina just a Taina Ba'alma? Does he have any Edom on this? So, Dr. Rashbam, why does Rava say that Alamarakama Lahavi Raya? Why does the Marakam have to bring a Raya? Sphir Leila Rava, the Kevin Shiro, Adam Lazam Musuk Shinishtamish Boshalashani, Ain Lan Ulocha Shema Gamze Hoya Imo Hol Velo Shamano Bilti Ayim. The Rashbam says that we don't have any Adam that he was Bishwani Gabai. It's just Mamish a Taina Ba'alma. So comes Rava and says, if it's just a Taina Ba'alma, the Marakama has to be Mavar his Taina. Right? The Markam is coming with a taina to be mevatel the chazaka. Markam is coming with a taina of ana b'shchuni gavayva. He wants to be mevatel the chazaka. So comes Rav and says, since it's just a taina ba'amet, there's no edus that he was b'shchuni gavoy. So he has to be mevar. So he would have to be mevar. Comes Tosfos, and he says a meridik achidush. B'shchuni gavoy avoy. Rav Nachman says that alamachzik lo haviraya. So says Tosfos, if the Marakama, if the Ma'ara didn't have Edom, he was b'shuni gavoy. Why should the machzik have to be mevar? He doesn't have Edom. It's just a taina ba'alma. Why should he have to be mevar? Why should the Machzik have to be Mavar? Rav Nachman would be a Pella then. The Otu Yeshlan Le'ede Chazaka Le'ede Shlohoya Hama'ara Ba'oso Bayez Kol Sholo Shon Tim Yoma Hama'ara Ha'isi Imcha Shnei Yomi Ve'enlecha Sholo Shonim Shleimos Ve'o'edim Enam Yodim Yafzik. But if the Markam is just toying and Abba Shchunik Havoy Havoy, what, so the Eidus of Chazaka is not a good Eidus? He has an Eidus of Chazaka. Yosef, this is your Kasha, basically. Tosfos says, if all the Marakam is doing is he's towing like the Rashbam, it's just a Taina Ba'alma, there's no Eidus that he was B'shchuni Gavai, so then, of course, the Machzik wins. He has Eidim that he was there for 3 years, so why shouldn't he win? The other guy is just claiming that he was B'shchuni Gavai. Ma'ara is not bringing Eidim that he was B'shchuni Gavai, so it doesn't make any sense that the Machzik shouldn't win. Rav Nachman is a Peladin. Zoktosus, so it must be that he has Edom that he was B'shchuni Gavoy. He has Edom that he was in the inner chambers. He doesn't have Edom that he had the access path. He doesn't have Edom that he had the Derech Olav, that he was Mishtamishim of the Beis Achitzon, that he was Nidchem Mipon of like the Maram. That he doesn't have Edom for. He has Edom that he was B'shchuni Gavoy. But the Edom didn't clarify. They didn't know what Derech he was Yotzeh. So that's the problem with the Talmud. But since at least he has some kind of Eidus, so then Rav Nachman makes a little bit of sense. Maybe the Marakam is right, maybe the Machzik is the one who Taka has to be Mavar in such a case. according to the Rashbam, Rav Taka does make sense. According to the Rashbam, that the Murakama didn't have any aid in that he was Bishchone Gavoy, so then it makes sense that the burden of proof is on the Murakama. What is Tosfos saying, though? Tosfos says there are aidim that the Murakama was Bishchone Gavoy, but he doesn't have aidim that he had a Derech Olof. That's the only thing he didn't have aidim. So what is Rava saying? Rava says what? That the Murakama has to be Mevarer. The Murakama has to be Mevarer. His Raya. But he has Edom that he was B'shchuni Gavoy. So he has Edom that he was B'shchuni Gavoy. And he claims that he had a Derech Olav, that he was going through the outer chamber too. So shouldn't that be enough to be Mevatel the Stam of the Nilsim? Why shouldn't that be enough? If you claim that he doesn't have Edom, B'chlal that he was B'shchuni Gavoy, so then I hear. His whole Taina is a weak taina, so that's the question. Does he have the ability to take away from the stump of the milsa on that? But if he had Aiden that he was Bishuni Gavoy, he has Aiden that he was living in the inner chamber, and there's a good possibility that he was taking the derech through the outer guy. A very good possibility. We just don't know for sure what his derech was. But he has Aiden that he was Taka Bishuni Gavoy. So why should Rava say that the Marakama has to be Mevar? He has Aiden that he was Bishuni Gavoy. So why should he have to be Mevar? So someone to suggest that the answer is who has to be Mevarer? What's the suffix in? What are we talking about here? There's Chazaka and there's something that's coming to be Mevatel, the Chazaka. The Machzik has a Chazaka. Marakama wants to be Mevatel, the Chazaka. What's the suffix in? What's the suffix in? So the svara could be that if the suffik is in the chazaka, then who has to be mevara that suffik? The machzik, that's his responsibility. If there's no suffik in the chazaka, the suffik is in the mevatel of the chazaka, it's the markama's responsibility to be mevara. L'moshel, if there's a suffik, if the markama is mocha, so mocha is coming to be mevatel the chazaka. So the svara is that if the suffik is not in the chazaka, but there's a suffik whether there was a mocha, so the markama has to be mevara, that he was mocha. Because that's his responsibility. His mocha is coming to be mevatel the chazaka. So if the suffik is in the mocha, so then it's the markama's responsibility to be mevara. What are we talking about over here? Bishchuni gavai havai. The suffik is what? The suffik is not in the chazaka. We have edim on the chazaka. The suffix is in a davet study. It's an aside issue. It's in something that's coming to be mevatel the chazaka. It's in something that comes to be mevatel the chazaka. Comes Rava and says, even if the Marakama has Edom that he was Bishchuni Gavoy, that's not enough. He has to be mevarer. Since there is a stama de milsa that the machzik is right after 3 years. So the burden of proof shifts to the Marakama. He has to be Mevarer that he did something to be Mevatel the Chazaka. There's no suffix to the Chazaka. There's a suffix to the Mevatel of the Chazaka. So a suffix in the Mevatel of the Chazaka, the burden of proof is on the Ma'arer to prove that he actually was Mevatel the Chazaka. So here it's like a suffix in the Mecha. Here, he claims that he was B'shuni Gavai. Even if there are Aiden that he was B'shuni Gavai, but they don't know what derech he was taking out of the B'shuni Gavai. And you need the derech. That t'nai is critical in order to be Mevatel the Chazaka. That t'nai is critical in order to be Mevatel the Chazaka. Zot Rava, since he's trying to be Mevatel the Chazaka, and there's a suffix in the Koach HaBittel of the Chazaka, not a suffix in the Chazaka, but a suffix in Adavret Stodi to the Chazaka, something coming to be Mevatel the Chazaka, it's the Markama's responsibility to be Mevara that he had the koach to be Mevara the Chazaka. So even if he has Aiden that he was Bishoni Gavai, that's not enough. He has to be Mevara this Mevatel until it's clear. Right? So it's not enough just to have Aiden that he was Bishoni Gavai, but he actually has to bring Aiden that he was Bishoni Gavai. And he walked through the other property. He was Mishtamish with him in the outer property, and that's going to be Mevatel the Chazaka.